Hi, I'm a resident in Nine Elms. I've been aware of the climate crisis from an early age and always knew it was a threat. I hadn't fully understood the urgency of the situation until the last 10 years and how widespread the effects are and will be. Living in the city, I feel there can be a disconnect with nature and the environment. Like a lot of people, I work in a job in an office, which means I spend a lot of time inside. I read that over half humanity is now living in urban spaces, and also that we are estimated to spend 90% of our time indoors. In Wandsworth, we are lucky to have necessities we need available in shops or by delivery. We don't have to spend our time outdoors growing our food. It can be easy to forget the large amounts of effort required for agriculture and how it is so affected by weather, soil, nutrition, and the knowledge, skill, and hard work of people who are involved in food production. For me, it would be easy just to go to the shop, pick something up, and not think about where and how it's produced, and how to avoid thinking about the surrounding issues, because everything is so readily available. With such little time spent outdoors, and not seeing how we rely on ecosystems for our food, for instance, I sometimes forget how much we depend on nature. The more research I do, the more I realize that there is a delicate balance we're in. I really want to understand the impact I'm having and not live in ignorance. I believe it is important to make conscious choices about what we consume, what energy we use, and what we eat, and how our individual actions will make a positive impact. However, I think real changes need to be made to public policy and global infrastructure. We can all do our best in the system which is currently in place, but when the opportunities don't exist within the system, how can we take them? For example, if I wanted all energy which I use to be green, but if the energy system or grid which supply my home here in the city are produced partly by fossil fuels, how can I make this choice? For instance, in my area of Wandsworth, if I wanted clean air, I can decide to only cycle. But the country's economic systems are reliant on vehicles transporting people to work and transporting food to different locations. How can I make this choice to have clean air? This is why I believe the best way we can come together to encourage climate action is to raise awareness and shift perception of public opinion on the topic. We need urgent action now to change the system. We all need to be putting pressure on policymakers and people in positions of power to take action. I think Wandsworth should invest in climate initiatives and change public policy to focus on climate crisis solutions. This may be expensive, but the cost of not doing anything would be far greater. I see this as an investment in our future. We have seen a prioritisation of collective health and well-being over GDP in response to COVID-19. I think we should question how this can be adapted to address the climate crisis. I know there are a number of imminent threats to our collective health and climate impacts now and in the future. How much adaptation planning can we do now, and how can we mitigate these effects? Through the pandemic, I have been made more aware of how interconnected we are with the rest of the world. I think we should be thinking beyond Wandsworth. How can Wandsworth act and work together with the rest of the world and to common goals? In our future, we are going to really see the impacts of climate change. This could be from droughts, sea level rise, migration, climate disputes, detriments to health, and the list goes on. I believe we need to start planning for this now and to put together a global framework of climate mitigation and adaptation. If we are as prepared as possible for the effects, then we can learn to work together and to have tools to face these challenges and to try to create a positive future for ourselves and future generations.